business.
Facebook. Coin flip. The social network's grand designs for virtual cash could be surprisingly consequential, including for itself.
A global digital currency would make sending money across the world as easy as texting. It would do away with fees, delays, and other barriers to the flow of cash. It might give those in less developed countries access to the financial system and a means to protect hard-earned wages against runaway inflation. It could trigger a wave of innovation in finance, much as the internet did in online services. That, in a nutshell, is what Facebook promised on June 18th. Within a year, the social network will launch a new currency to be known as Libra, in honour of an ancient Roman unit of mass. It is also the word for pound in many Romance languages. Inevitably, Facebook dished out a generous helping of trendy words like crypto and blockchain. Unable to contain its appetite for Silicon Valley platitudes, Facebook claimed that its mission was to empower billions of people. Making money or strengthening its market power are apparently a sideshow. Notwithstanding the guff, the commercial potential is indeed significant, as are the potential problems. If each of Facebook's 2.4 billion users converted a slice of their savings into Libras, it could become a widely circulated currency. It could also, if broadly adopted, vest unprecedented power in the hands of its issuer. In a tacit acknowledgement that its mishandling of user data, tolerance of the spread of misinformation and other sins have devalued its stock with policymakers, users and potential partners, though not investors, Facebook wants to outsource the running of Libra to a consortium of worthies recruited from the world of finance, technology and NGOs. The consequences for the global financial system could be significant. So could the impact on Facebook's business.